I'm like really having an issue with the heat. Like
okay, why?
I don't know.
It feels fine in here today. Yesterday it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of made me loopy, and I don't get it. But it's been a little crazy. It's got to be making like I don't know if our listeners heard this earlier this morning, but Fletch slept in his car last night because his power was out,
And it was so hot in his apartment.
It had to make you kind of loopy, Randy. I don't know how you survive because you're renting a house that still has like storm windows on it and has air conditioning in one room.
Most of the windows don't come off. Like you can't even get the storm windows off and don't have screens. And it's like it was built in 1931. So only my room has an air conditioner.
Oh, I bet you just sat and in it's your in room the, yesterday.
Well, it's like half working. So
really?
Not, yeah.
Because it's too, no matter what kind of air conditioning unit you have, it's not going to work when it's over 100 degrees.
My room's upstairs and it's literally like 110 at least in there. You just start pouring sweat.
That's insanity. On the phone with us right now is a guy that I thought this was crazy. He called us up and told us a story, and I thought, I can't believe that people are this desperate for air conditioning that they would do what happened to Jim. Your alias is Jim, and you don't want me to say the name of your heating and cooling company, right?
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't, Mojo.
All right, I won't do that then. I won't ask you that. All right, so you've been pretty busy, I'm sure.
Oh my God, yeah. We haven't been able to keep up with all the appointments that we've booked over the last month. This last month alone.
Really?
I mean, just yesterday I was working on a place, and they asked for us to come out at the beginning of summer. And
oh my gosh!
And you just got around to it yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is the thing I said on the air. It pays to be a heating and cooling guy, not only monetarily, but also sexually. Can you tell everybody what happened to you yesterday?
Yesterday, I was working in a subdivision fixing AC on a house, and the next door neighbor woman comes out and asks if when I was done, if I could come over, fix their AC. And I told her how booked we were, gave her my card, and told her, you know, even just I had like 10 appointments alone yesterday. So
she just expected that you could just, after you got done fixing her neighbor's air conditioning unit, just walk over and fix hers and she would pay you for it.
Yeah, and there's no way. So then she told me, she said, well, if you're done and you have some time, come over and you can fix my AC and I will pay you with oral sex, and I'll have sex with you after you fix my AC.
What?
So yeah. To get you to put to get her on your list and to be the next person that you would fix,
yeah.
She actually put herself out there and offered herself up sexually.
Yeah, when she said she would have oral sex with me and then have sex after I fixed the AC.
Oh.
All right, so here I'm listening to you, and you honestly, you sound like a nice guy.
What if I get an application?
Yeah, I hope so.
You do sound like a nice guy, but would you mind? And I'm not going to ask you yet what happened, but would you mind if we all here in the studio, and then maybe even open it up to the listeners, and we'll all try to guess whether or not you went through with it and fixed her AC?
No, I don't mind.
Will you hang on the phone for a second?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so you guys, real quick,
okay.
Think about what your answer would be of whether or not Jim got sex out of her and fixed, or said, no, I can't do it, or went and fixed it because he felt bad for her, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening right now and you got the phone, pick it up, call us, and tell us what you think.